You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Turkish authorities say the three suicide bombers who carried out the deadly attack on Istanbul's main airport were nationals of Russia and other Central Asian nations. The announcement came shortly after the Turkish and Russian presidents spoke to each other for the first time in months. Stefan Voss reports.
Turkish officials now say that the three men who carried out Tuesday's deadly attack on Istanbul's main airport were all from parts of the former Soviet Union. One is said to be from Russia's restive North Caucasus region and the others from Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. Tuesday's gunfire and suicide bombing attack at Atatürk Airport killed 42 people and wounded more than 230 others. The statement came as counter-terror teams reportedly launched 16 simultaneous raids in Istanbul. Turkish police told local media that they detained 13 people, including three foreign nationals, in connection with the attack. Turkish media said the trio was part of a seven-person cell who entered Turkey on May 25th. The assailants raised the suspicion of airport security on the day of the attack because they showed up in winter jackets on a summer day. But that was apparently not enough to prevent the bloodshed, as survivors could testify.
I was in the lounge. I was just changing flights here, and I was in the Turkish Airlines lounge and just taking a nap, actually. And then the blast woke me up, and it was very, very close. And then the gunfire and the shooting. First you think that you're on a film, you know, but then people started running.
So as it came out, we really saw the full extent of it. Walked around the corner into the main terminal, and just a sea of people screaming, running, tripping, police with guns drawn. Started taking a few pictures, but then the police started pushing us back, you know, into the back of the terminal, and it quickly became clear that something nasty had happened. This wasn't a drill, this wasn't a hoax or anything like that.
Some agencies named one of the men as Osman Vadinov, said to have crossed into Turkey from the Islamic State group stronghold of Raqqa in Syria in 2015. The organizer of the attack has been named by Turkish media as Ahmet Khatayev, a Chechen believed to have acted as a recruiter for the Islamic State group. He had been on a U.S. counter-terrorist sanctions list, but his fate was not immediately clear. Islamic State has long recruited members from mainly Muslim parts of the former Soviet Union, with Russian President Vladimir Putin putting the overall number at between 5,000 and 7,000 as recently as October. However, security experts say the real number may be roughly 3,500 fighters from these areas. News that fighters from Russia and other ex-Soviet parts were involved came at a sensitive time. Hours earlier, Russian President Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan held their first phone call since Ankara downed one of Moscow's jets in Syria last year. The breakthrough phone call came after the Turkish strongman on Monday sent a letter to Putin that Moscow said contained an apology for the November incident. Soon after the phone call, Putin ordered his government to lift sanctions against Turkey, while Erdogan said the call reprioritized their commitment to fighting terror. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.